God's special interventions. We've seen God's activity throughout Genesis. Was Jesus involved? How do we know it was Jesus? What message does he communicate on these occasions? Genesis 3:8-9 indicates that God walks and talks with and even clothes Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. John 1:18 states that no one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father. He has made him known. If no one has ever seen God, who walks and talks with Adam? Who fights with Jacob? Who appears to Abraham and Hagar? It must have been Jesus. Let's look at a few of these special interventions of Christ. In the Valley of Shaveh, after defeating Chedorlaomer, Abraham receives bread and wine from Melchizedek, the first Holy Communion, king of Salem, and gives him the first tithe. Genesis 14:17-20. Hebrews 7:3 refers to him being without father, without mother, without genealogy. He has neither beginning of days nor the end of life, but is like the Son of God. Hebrews 13:20 mentions Jesus as being in the order of Melchizedek. Who stops Abraham's hand from killing Isaac? This is more meaningful when we see many similarities between Jesus' death and Abraham's sacrifice. Both were the only son, carry the wood across, experience substitutionary sacrifice on Moriah, God's provision, etc. Then there's Jacob's famous wrestling bout with a man, culminating in him worshipping God. In Genesis itself, we see the promise of Christ through Christ, who is a seed who will defeat Satan, Genesis 3, a savior who provides alternate sacrifice, prelude of Calvary, Genesis 22, a son who enables joint sonship into God's kingdom, Genesis 14:17-22, a spirit who comforts and perseveres with the lost world, is wrestling with us to draw us to submission to God. We see Christ behaving just as God would, receiving tithes, judging, winning battles, blessing, saves, etc. In all of these situations, we see that while man fails, God prevails, but what man kills, God rebuilds. We see again that God never lets his knowledge of the future or past interfere with his present dealings with an individual. God provides opportunities for recovery in the most hopeless of situations and people. God continues to work his plans through the current circumstances when his perfect plans are jeopardized. Are we leveraging the tremendous power that the presence of Christ today brings to us?